Aircheckdownloads.com. Lifen.
There's this woman in Canada, and unfortunately, her name hasn't been released. I'm not exactly sure when all this went down either, so I'm really sorry, but here's what happened. The woman called the police, right? She was in tears. Her house has been robbed. There is possessions of hers everywhere, and her possessions have been stolen. All the really expensive stuff's been stolen. Two officers sent over to the house, of course, to investigate, and they were looking around, looking for clues, and then the woman took a phone call from her father, and she started speaking in French. She told him, in French, that she was in the middle of a huge insurance scam.
Oh, my God.
Basically, she'd hidden the missing stuff, she'd smashed her own windows and faked the footprints of the made-up intruders. Unfortunately for her, one of the police at her house was Constable Chanjeet Mehru, an Indian Canadian, who happens to be the Calgary police officer's number one foreign language expert, right?
Oh.
This dude speaks seven languages: English, Punjabi, Hindi, Urdu, Arabic, and of course French. So, as the woman told her father every detail of the entire insurance fraud, he took notes. And then when she was finally done sharing and said au revoir to her father on the phone, he said merci beaucoup and arrested her. And he says, right, what she said, this, and this is unbelievable, she said, I didn't expect a brown guy to speak French.
Robin Banks on Wyvern with Spicy Bite Indian Takeaway, the perfect combination to put some fire in your belly.
Take the world's most talks about fashion jewellery.
Robin Banks.
Greetings, loved ones.
You may not like it, but I'm going to rerun the audio of you in with the boss. Because a lot of people emailing me saying that they didn't hear it when I played it yesterday, just after 7 o'clock. So the audio of Theo the Greek in with the boss, where the boss of this radio station offers Theo the Greek another job. Does Theo stay loyal or to me?
It's not about staying loyal, mate.
Or does he take the other job?
It's about the best offer at the end of the day.
You will find out in less than half an hour, so before 9:30. My name is Robin Banks. Hi.
He's waving at you.
Hello, I'm waving at you. Robin's Dancing on My Own is on the way. It's getting a lot of text requests. 87867 is my text digits. Now it's Theo's bit. Theo heard something on the radio this morning, so Theo's going to tell you the little story now.
Right, so this morning I was on my way to college and I heard this story about, you know, the vuvuzelas, the...
Yeah.
That, well, you can't ban...
A vuvuzela is those horns that are everybody has... the crowds have in the World Cup games and blowing them. They're like 130 decibels.
Yeah, something like that.
And
they're really loud.
Everybody's complaining about them, but right. I think they're great. But Theo heard something on the radio. Which radio station was it?
I'm not telling you.
Come on, what
Moving
radio
on. I'm not telling you,
Mercia. Mercia.
I'm not. Be quiet, man.
Mercia. It was Mercia.
But don't slag it off, because you never know. You can't slag it off and, like, you know, and anyway. Watching the footy, but hate the sound of the vuvuzela. Here's how to sort your TV out. Step one.
Right. First of all, that's unbelievable. What? It's the atmosphere of the World Cup. Is
okay,
the vuvuzela.
Well, that's just your point of view. Obviously, people don't like it. That's why people complain.
So this actually
people
went
have
out
their views.
On the
yeah,
Andy
you have
Golding
your
show.
Views.
Right.
Anyway, enter the sound settings for your TV. So go on your TV settings, right?
Is it take the treble down?
No. And then if you find the equalizer... Right, and then you drop down the 300 hertz channel and raise the adjustment levels.
What? First of all, it's the atmosphere of the World Cup. Second,
right,
people aren't going to have graphic equalizers on their TVs.
Well, it depends what kind of TV you have. There's no, you know, why not try it? And how can you say that this doesn't work unless you try it? Because you haven't got proof that it doesn't work. So this is like another idea for you to try. If you don't like it, then do it. You love it, so there's no need for you to try it. So why slag it off? Anyway, and then step two, drop the 200 hertz channel and raise the adjustment levels. Step three, save as custom setup. Job done.
Brilliant.
What's wrong with that?
I like the vuvuzela. All right, I'm just putting myself out there. I love it.
It's the popular sound of the World Cup, the Vuvuzela. Now, from Rontel Music comes Vuvuzela Ballads. 20 classic love songs. Take that. Have a little pressure. From Chipmunk.
Oopsie Daisy, I hurt you again. Crushed your heart in the pot.
And Owl City.
You would not believe your eyes.
When you want that authentic World Cup atmosphere, don't sit with your head stuck inside a hornet's nest. Play Vuvuzela Ballads. Out now from Rontel Music.
Another day has come.
You see? The Vuvuzela, mate, it adds to the atmosphere of everything. This is new music. This is Robin. It's called Dancing on My Own.
That is Robin, that is new music, that is Dancing on My Own. My name is Robin Banks, hello.
Herefordshire and Worcestershire. Why then?
I just want to tell you about a young kid, and he was taken under the wing of a more experienced guy, and he had nothing. He went to college, and he got hassle at college. And then he met this guy who, yeah, he took him under his wing and used to drive him around, didn't want anything from him. One day, at this... Oh, hello, Theo, welcome back. I'm just telling a little story.
About who?
Well, you'll find out about this young kid who had nothing, who was at college.
Oh, is this about me?
And one day, this kid, in a kind of a stalkerish fashion... left notes on this guy's car, and this guy thought, I'll help this guy out, and got him in to where he was working. And one day this kid didn't turn up and then didn't call the older guy.
Oh yeah.
But that was okay. He let him off of that and gave him a look. He said, hey, you know, all you gotta do is, I was worried about you because I was just wondering that, you know, you could have been dead. He stuck up for him. He got him on the radio show. Anyway, it came to a point that they were let go from that radio station. And the older guy, at this point, I'll tell you, it was me, got a radio job at another radio station. This one. And brought the young guy, Theo, with him.
That's me.
Even after a while, Theo started getting paid. And that was all me. He'd drive him back after the show to his front door. Stuck up for him, even went into his college to do a speak because his college people, the students and the teachers, were bullying him. So what would happen if the boss of this radio station said, well, that's it with Robin now. We want to move you on to another show.
Let's play the
How
audio.
Would the young kid stay loyal to Robin? Would he stay, or would he move on to the other show without a hesitation? Have a listen to this audio. It's in two parts. This is the, this is part one of my secret recording.
I'll keep this, quite formal. I know we mess around and stuff like that. I think we've gone quite a long way. But we want to change direction with Robin's show.
All right.
I'm serious, man. Well, I've got an offer for you. I think you might quite like this, because you're not at college anymore, no?
Uh-huh.
Right, what I was thinking, because we do genuinely want to put a more female into Robin's show, ratings came out, and the demographics were, it was a bit blokey, so we'll put him in with a female, and we are trying it out, and we do want to, at some point, go, okay, well, Thea the Greek won't exist on Robin's show.
Yeah.
But that is what we want to do, and we want to do that fairly quickly, so it will come to an end on Robin's show. My feeling is, wouldn't it be good to work on another show and get paid for it? So, my offer is, you could work with Dan Morrissey.
So, what does Theo say? How much fight do you think he puts up? What?
Can I say something?
Of course you can.
All right, first of all, the boss did say, well, there will be a time when we will come down and say that there is no more Theo the Greek. So me thinking, so maybe they're actually going to kick me off the show. So what's the best thing for me to do?
This audio is in two parts. I'm going to roll the second part in a bit. How much fight do you reckon Theo put up to stay on this show? Or do you reckon he just went, all right, I'll take that and I'll get paid for it?
Part two of the audio is on the way.
Robin Banks on Wyvern with Spicy Bite Indian Takeaway. The perfect combination to put some fire in your belly.
610022.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules. Rule number one, no touching of the hair or face.
Wait a minute here. They're just using the same actor over and over. What kind of a cut-rate production is it?
Robin Banks.
I've got part two of the audio now, the audio of Theo the Greek being secretly recorded.
Mate,
in
this is just not fair.
The
this
boss's
is not fair
office.
In the slightest.
And he basically gets offered another gig.
No, basically what happened, I get fired and then I get offered a new job. What
no.
the hell am I going to do?
You are not getting fired and then getting offered another gig.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
So, does Theo fight for his position on this? Does he stay loyal?
Just play the
or
audio, man.
Does he take the other gig? Just like that. And please notice when the boss offers him the gig. Just try and count how many seconds before Theo answers.
Oh, my
God.
All
right, here's part two of the audio.
My feeling is, wouldn't it be good to work on another show and get paid for it? So, my offer is, you could work with Dan Morrissey.
I'll do it.
Don't look at me like that.
Mate, there is... You couldn't fit a pin through that. I mean, but...
So, my offer is, you could work with Dan Morrissey.
I'll do it.
There's not even a breath. There's not even a breath.
I'll do it.
I'll do it.
I love that you just leave Robin straight away.
Well, you want to change, and obviously I'm... It's me, it's your choice, it's not my call, but you're the boss. So, whatever the call is, I'll, you know...
And that's cool with you?
Mate, a job's a job at the end of the day. I don't know. You know, that's one more thing on my CV, I suppose.
Do you understand that at some point we'll come off Robin's show?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Well, you want to change. I don't, you know, I know this is not going to last forever.
Yeah.
So, I'm gutted because I love Robin to death, you know. But...
If you're happy to go and work on another show, great. We can...
Mate, as long as I'm in here... I don't really mind, obviously.
Cool. All right, well, give me a couple of days and we'll have a conversation. We don't have a finished date for Robin's show because we want to find the right person, but cool. I wanted to be upfront and honest with you.
All right, so what am I doing with Dan Morrissey?
We're going to do more of a production role, so more getting the show ready, maybe a little bit on the air, be a bit of a laugh.
All right, that's fine with me, I don't mind.
I think you two are quite similar, so I think it should be
fine. All right, that's fine with me, mate. Seriously.
Cool. All right, man, we'll set that up. I thought mate. Robin had told you, that's why we were joking around with the door earlier. He was supposed to tell you, not me.
Thanks, man.
Cool, man.
All right, thanks.
Unbelievable.
Mate, first of all, it was the boss's choice.
Irrespective of whether it was somebody else's choice, you could have fought and said, well, look, is there anything that I can do to...
No, because first of all, like last week, you were saying that you want a female voice on the show.
Yeah.
You were saying that and
I
you want me to move to the side.
Oh, by the way, still up for the female voice on the show. Oh. And I'm going to close, entries, the applications tomorrow night. So get onto my Facebook, robinbanks.co.uk. If you're female over 18 and want to be on this radio show, co-present this radio show. And Theo, just moving to the side.
To the side, meaning different job. I get paid for it. What's so bad about that? I'm sorry. But, you know, rather than me not working in radio, I'd rather be having a different job.
Thanks.
Thanks, dude.
Thanks for your loyalty.
Robin Banks on Wyvern with Spicy Bite Indian Takeaway. The perfect combination to put some fire in your belly.
Well, that's the groceries. What about treats?
Aircheckdownloads.com.